Hey, good morning. Embrace the past. It's where the strength gathers and vision clears. I thought that was a great quote. But yours truly. Good morning, good midday, good afternoon. Bonjour, bon après-midi, bonsoir. Okay, ve, so yeah. Je vais vous dire bonjour, bonjour, assalam, assalamualaikum, warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Selamat pagi, selamat siang, selamat malam. I think it is, sorry, selamat malam, where you are. Dimanapun Anda berada, aku hanya mau memberikan selamat, saying hello to semua. The goal of this episode, you guys, is to empower you. All of my loyal listeners out there, wherever you are, listening from around the world, with the tools and insights needed to navigate leadership challenges with agility and confidence, and also foresight in ever-changing world that we live in today. This is a very special episode that I want to share with you guys, so hopefully it will bring some values to your world this week. Why you need a why? Why you need a why? We need to talk about this. It's the heartbeat of success. All right, I'm your host, Nikki Dare, and today's episode, we're going to explore a topic that lies at the core of our existence, the power of purpose. So sit back, relax, yes, relax, and let's get on to this journey together. Hang out with me for at least, I don't know, next 30, 45 minutes. Try to make it brief and get to the points. Let's take some latte break for right now, for a few seconds before we start. All right, guys, thank you. Dance is an option. All right, so you grab your latte. If you're on the other side of the world, go grab your mimosa. You're allowed. All right, by listening to me here right now. Okay, beautiful day outside, by the way. All right, in a world cluttered with noise and also with chaos, just some, where distractions lurk at every corner, every corner in our lives, uncovering your why isn't just a luxury. It is a lifeline. I agree with that. It is the heartbeat of our existence. I'm going to turn it down a little bit here. Okay, I'm going to turn it down a little bit here. It is the driving force behind every decision that we make, every action that we take, right? Every moment of our lives. But in a society obsessed with this instant gratification and superficial success, where social media often dictates the narratives, the true significance of having that why often gets lost in the shuffle. Some of us know that. So that's what we're going to talk about this, you know, the why. And I'm going to try to cover at the end a little bit of the how. And you guys can also give me some inputs in your comment below. Please do that, by the way, because your feedback is a true gift for me. So how do we reclaim our sense of purpose in a world that overrun by digital noise? That's what I call it, digital noise, digital chaos. Perhaps the solution lies in, I wrote a little bit of ebook on this, disconnecting to reconnect. Reconnect to reconnect ourselves, right? Take a break from the endless, all of this scroll of social media. Silence notifications. I'm doing that, my gosh, for the last 3 months now at least. And carve out those moments of solitude to reflect. To reflect on what truly matters to you and just you, right? In that quiet recess, on the quiet spaces, right? Pause between the chaos, you'll find the clarity. You'll find that purpose and passion and insight that needed to rediscover your why. And then perhaps you realign your actions with your deepest, deepest sense desires. All right, so remember, folks, don't let your why get buried under an avalanche of likes and retweets and reposts and things like that. And those are just superficial. Disconnect to reconnect and watch as the path of purpose to purpose unfolding before you and before your eyes. And hey, if all else fails, just remember laughter is the best medicine. And it has been, by the way. And keep smiling, keep striving. Keep propelling forward, as I say, right? And never, never, ever forget to embrace the absurdity of it all. Because cheers to finding your why and living your best life. And I think that's the goal here. Especially when life gets too serious around you for whatever setbacks that you're experiencing this. All right. So some ask, is taking a break from social media also okay and helpful for you? Yeah, absolutely. Short answer, absolutely, absolutely. That's my short answer. My short answer actually truly is hell yeah. Hell yeah, it is helpful taking a break. It's not just okay, but it is healthy as hell for you. It is healthy. Take it from me. I've gone many, many OR visits already in the last, oh my gosh, after pandemic, that is, plandemic, I should say. It's healthy for you and your overall well-being. Yes, indeed. Try it yourself. And please do let me know after a couple months. All right, guys. Let's take a little bit of a latte break here for a few seconds. Hey. I forgot to mention the couple events, right? There are a couple events. That's what I was thinking about. It's like, oh yeah, we have a couple events here, Nikki. We have a couple events. One is the, if you go to my LinkedIn, I think that's the best thing to do. If you go to my LinkedIn, linkedin.com/IN/NikkiDare, just go to my LinkedIn. You can Google me. There is a LinkedIn event, our 13 Global Roundtable Roadmap to Sustainability. We're talking about community leadership. There is a virtual event, I should say, virtual event on Earth Day. How many of you know when Earth Day is? Okay, I'll give you a hint. April 22nd. Okay, April 22nd on Monday. So we're going to have a brief roundtable, okay, Roadmap to Sustainability Global Roundtable on Monday, April 22nd, starting at 7:30 a.m. to, I believe, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that is 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, check your local region time, please. Because I wouldn't know what's what, right? You guys can convert that into the time, I mean, into your own local region time. But 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're gonna about an hour and a half, maybe. Yeah, about an hour and a half. Very impactful, very compact. So try to be there. There is an RSVP that you must submit, because RSVP is required. Would love to see you guys there in that virtual event. All right, so that's 13 Global Roundtable on Earth Day, April 22nd, starting at 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to my LinkedIn. There is an RSVP on Eventbrite. Yes, it is free. We are, I think, let me check the date. Yeah, I think we are still open for sponsorship, because it is a self-funded event, as always, hosted by Idare Cares. Check it out on idarecares.org, and that is the website. Okay, guys, the second event that I want to invite you is going to be held on May 4th. On Saturday, May 4th, and this is exciting, it is 3rd Annual Valley Asian Pacific Islander Cultural Festival. It's on Saturday, May 4th, starting from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's on-site, it's not virtual, at Pierce College in Woodland Hills. It is hosted by my good friend, Diana Williams. She is the president, the CEO of the West Valley Water Center Foundation. It is Chamber of Commerce, Woodland Hills, West Valley Water Center, Chamber of Commerce. It is exciting because I will be representing as a cultural ambassador, Indonesian ambassador. I want to represent Indonesia. Okay, I love you. Oh my gosh, really, Nikki? Yeah, Pacific Islander I am. To be exact, Javanese, that is in Java Island. But yeah, I want to invite each one of you who are listening, if you are here in Southern California, especially if you are in Woodland Hills area, come out and see us. You know, I will have a booth there, and there's a lot of great cultural diversity, authentic, and there's going to be food and live performances, dance also, samurai by the Japanese community. I mean, it's just exciting. And I'm trying to get our Indonesian community to have a cultural dance, basically, you know. Wouldn't that be great, like a Balinese? I saw those Balinese I was in Indonesia. I was in Bali. I visited Bali this past January with my son. It was great. We were at this resort for dinner, and then everybody had to stop and freeze frame because there was this beautiful Balinese Indonesians dancers in a culture, you know, like Balinese, this beautiful, what do you call that, clothing, you know, like, I don't want to say uniform, but, you know, like really authentic Balinese style. And then they're all walking past through us, you know, and then really, really nice. I have a video of that. I should put it and post it in my YouTube or something so you guys can see it. No, I didn't get to see the fire dance, but I did do that with my son too back in 2014. But anyway, there's a lot of cultural festival, a lot of cultural things that's going to happen in this community event. Saturday, May 4th, you guys, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Pierce College in Woodland Hills. It's called 3rd Annual Valley Asian Pacific Islander. Yes, that's me. Cultural festival hosted by Chamber of Commerce, West Valley Water Center. And I would love you to come out, and it is free. Show your support partaking this beautiful, just, you know, different, diverse Asian and Pacific Island cultural diversity. Thank you so much. And that is it. And back to the podcast. I really appreciate you guys. to listening, tuning in today, another episode podcast brought by Leadership 365. All right. J'espère que vous allez bien. Why not, right? Merci de vous écouter mon podcast aujourd'hui. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. Gracias por escuchar mi podcast hoy. Me alegro de verte y espero que esto haya sido agradable para ti. Good to see you and hope this was enjoyable for you. Terima kasih, terima kasih, terima kasih telah mendengarkan podcast saya hari ini. Sampai jumpa dan selalu selamat dan sehat. Matur nuwun. I should say that. Matur nuwun. Hope you're doing well, you guys, and staying well. If you get to this stage, to this point right now, listen to my voice. Thank you. Thank you so much. And jadikan hari ini yang menyenangkan. Make it a great day, you guys. Passez une bonne journée. Stay in condition yellow. Situational awareness. Watch your 6, 9, 12, 3. Always, always. Until next time. This is Nikki Dare signing off. Don't forget to follow and connect with me on LinkedIn and YouTube. And also, please do check out some of my published books on Amazon. Yeah, there's some cool ones there. Check it out, okay? Hope can bring you some values for you and your team and your business, your organization. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your continued support. God bless. This is Nikki Dare. Dare to live, love, and lead fearlessly. Your voice has the power to echo through the silence. Whether it is shared in a podcast or captured in writing, it can ignite change, inspire action, and connect souls. Let it be heard, let it resonate, and watch the world transform one word at a time. I love that quote. I just made that one up for my podcast. All right, guys, welcome to the Leadership 365 podcast, where we dive deep into the topics that matter most, unmasking the truths and uncovering the power within Leadership 365. And this is with Nikki Dare. You go to podcast, leadership development, safety, education, and also personal growth. Transform yourself and your organization for a better future. If you're aiming for impactful leadership and meaningful change, this is definitely the podcast for you. It offers the insights and strategies that you may need. Explore a wide range of topics from leadership essentials, needs, to societal issues tailored to today's and tomorrow leaders. Engage with our content, lead to lead confidently, and make a real difference. And this is exactly what I'm aiming for. A podcast for you designed to inspire growth together and impact for sustainability so you can create your best year of 365 days ever. I choose 365 so it will get covered each, whether it's a leap year or not, right? Good to be here, guys, in the presence of you and many, many of you around the world. All right. Buenos dias, buenas tardes, buenas noches, donde quiera que este quiero saludarte. Yes, if you are speaking Spanish, you understand what I'm saying. Good morning, good midday, good afternoon. Var, war, jeuk, ben, ik wil, hello, zegen. Bonjour. Bonjour, bon après-midi, bonsoir. Ok, vous soyez? It's a compass that guides you through all the process until wherever you want to be where you go, you want to be at, right? Your destination, the anchor that keeps you grounded amidst all the storms of uncertainty. So don't just exist, live. And I like to also include this, and I always sign most of my books with this, most, I want to say 99.9%, live with purpose and passion, with unapologetically authenticity. And this is so important. And I always sign it with that, like dare to live, love, lead fearlessly, and it becomes my motto, by the way. Because in the end, it's not about what you do. Yeah, we all know this. We agree with this, right? It's not what you do. It's about why you do these things. I'm going to turn down this music a little bit. And that, my friend, makes all the difference in the world. One more thing. Remember the laugh. Remember to laugh along the way. After all, life is too short to take it seriously. So embrace the absurdity, relish the humor, and I like to smile all the time. So embrace it. All right, I'm taking notes. Really am taking notes right now. All right, self-note. All right, talk soon. Thanks so much for listening. This is Sneaky Dare. Join me next time. Let's do a 3-quick-second latte break here. Whatever you're having, hot beverages of your coffee or latte, if you're on the other side of the world, it's already evening time, so go ahead and have your mimosa. Oh, I don't have it here. All right, so I'm back. Here's the bottom line, you guys. Your why isn't just a nice to have. And we all always have to follow this status quo. It's like, no, it's not just nice to have. It's gotta have, must have. I have to say it. I don't know how to say it in different languages, but it's a must have. It's a compass that guides you through your to your destination, to your storms or uncertainty, basically, right? It's the anchor that keeps you grounded amidst the storm of uncertainty, I should say that. It's a must-have. It's a compass that guides you through the process and through the journey of your destination. So don't just exist, live. Live with purpose and passion, and unapologetically authenticity. All right, we're back. Dancing is an option. So guys, thank you so much for being here with me again. It's very nice of you to come and join. This morning, I have a very special topic that I want to share with you guys. This morning, I just want to pop in here and talk about the why you need your why. And it matters. It is a heartbeat of success. I'm going to turn down the music here a little bit. As we know already, the world today, it is cluttered with noise and chaos indeed, where distractions lurk at every corner. Uncovering your why isn't just a luxury. We're going to have to find it once again. It is a lifeline. I agree with that. It is the heartbeat of our existence, the driving force behind every decision that we make, every choices, every action. Every moment of our lives, this is important. But in a society obsessed with instant gratification and superficial success, the true significance of having a why often gets lost in the shuffle, right? It's something that we gotta have to stay in touch and stay connected with it. So let's remove and strip away all of this facade and then explore more and get into it, the heart of the matter. Why do we have to have a why? We talk about this. Do you have your why? Why is it so important? We're going to talk about the why, and then perhaps we can cover a little bit of the how we get there. So why does your why matter? And how does it shape into within your journey, you know, in both business and also in your personal personal level, basically. So, okay, let's picture this, that you're running a business, Okay, pouring your blood, sweat, tears, and all that great stuff into your every endeavor. But amidst the hustle and bustle, amidst the relentless pursuit of, you know, of this making profit, and then of course growth also, do you ever stop to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why do you do what you do? You know, I'm that person sometimes, like, okay, not once in a while, you know, but just especially when the tough gets tough and tougher, it's like, is this going to be worth it? And you're going to have to go back to your why. So what sets your soul on fire, right? What drives you to push this past to the barriers, past to the limit, really, of your comfort and comfort zone, that is, and your convention? Because here's the truth, right? Without a compelling why, without that solid why, right? Your business is nothing more than just a business, basically, you know, flowchart, profit making, and things like that, that you're going to have to meet every month, every quarter, right? Devoid this purpose and passion. And that is the two piece that I'm talking about, purpose and passion. So take a moment to reflect on the brands that resonate with you. I'm going to give you a couple examples here, and hopefully it's resonating with you on a very intuitive level. Whether it is the eco-conscious ethos of Patagonia, I like to grab this example on, or the unapologetic self-expression of Nike. Let's do it. Just do it. There is a common thread that binds these brands together, a clear sense of purpose, right? It what sets them apart from everywhere else, everybody else, I mean, I'm talking about from the competition, what transforms their products from just a simple commodities, or just objects, right? Just things, commodities, into symbols of identity and empowerment. I know I'm getting there. I know you guys are probably listening to this and I go, we know what you're drinking every morning, Nikki, the latte that you're drinking. I know they're also part of that. And it's part of the lifestyle. And I want to say it is a lifestyle, right? These brands become your lifestyle, becomes part of your choices every morning, every day. It's not just about selling a product, right? It's about selling a vision, selling a mission, selling a way of life, lifestyle, like I just said. So let's zoom in a bit closer here, right, shall we? Beyond the boardrooms, beyond the bottom lines, beyond the flow charts, beyond all of these things, right? Your why, the why, have to extend far beyond the confines of the business itself. It permeates every aspect of your personal life as well. Right. Think about the moments that matters most to you. I mean, why did you even create the business? You know, that's the bottom foundation of it. The relationships that fuel your soul, the dreams that keep you awake at nights, right? What do they have? All of these things have in common. They're all theatered to your why. They're all connecting the dots. They're all the beating heart of your existence. Now, I won't sugarcoat this. Right, uncovering your why isn't always easy, and we know that, right? It takes a little bit of soul searching, right? And perhaps the bottom rock bottom kind of thing that you pull yourself up and say, aha, I know my why. It requires soul searching, introspection, and a willingness to embrace discomfort. But here's the thing, the journey is just as important as the destination, right? It's the process. Trust the process. We all hear this all the time. Trust the process. Because in the process of discovering your why, you will unearth a sense of clarity, a sense of purpose and fulfillment that transcends the mundane trappings of this everyday life. But let's address the elephant in the room. The skeptics, the naysayers, the ones who scoff and it's just at the notion of having a why. It's like, oh, yeah, you're crazy. You know, what is a why? You know, they'll tell you it's a waste of time, a frivolous pursuit. It's like never going to happen. You're not good enough. And yeah, I've heard them all. Pursuit in an era defined by hustle and grind. most likely you guys is the people within your very close parameters in your circle, basically, will tell you that. And you'll hear it most from them, basically. And you gotta have to stand on your ground and then say, hey, I started this, I think about this, what keeps me awake at nights, and I am going to pursue this. And this is exactly what I'm trying to tell you, right? But to them, tell them this. Dare to defy the status quo. Dare to carve out your own path. Dare to embrace the power of purpose and your own passion. After all, nobody knows best about everything else except yourself, right? So some argue that the pursuit of a why is just overrated. You know, a lofty ideal reserved for the privileged few with the luxury of just pondering life's purpose. And, you know, you gotta have to stick to your gun, basically. You have to stick to your purpose. You know, this is the purpose of the why, basically. Now, you know it only yourself. So they may contend in a world driven by survival instincts and practicality. The concept of a why is a frivolous indulgence, disconnected from the harsh reality of everyday life. So, furthermore, skeptics may argue that fixating on a why can lead to analysis paralysis, which in, you know, some circumstances perhaps, but, you know, you're going to overcome that. You're going to decide yourself that it is not so. So inhibiting action and stalling progress. But in addition of, oh my gosh, instead, they advocate for embracing ambiguity, embracing uncertainty, and living in the moment without the burden of predefined purpose. So while these perspectives may seem counterintuitive, they challenge us to question even more conventional wisdom and reconsider the true meaning of fulfillment and success itself. So here's the bottom line, I may suggest. Your why isn't just a nice to have, it must have. All right. See, this is what happens. Dancing is an optional. I know you guys want to see this, right? Anyway, guys, thank you so much. This is Nikki Dare, obviously. Okay, let's turn it down a little bit here. Thank you so much for joining me once again. Hey, good morning, guys. This is Nikki Dare. Thank you for just joining me here once again in my podcast. I want to pop in here today because this is something that, you know, we all kind of hint around. Oh, you got to have your why. You got to have your why. So I'm going to come out and share with you my thought, my 3 cents here, why you need your why, the heartbeat of success, because I think it is the heartbeat of your success in the overall world that you live in, both professional, also personal. The world that we know today, right? It's a world of cluttered with noise and chaos, ever increasing now, where distractions lurk at every corner. Uncovering your why isn't just a luxury anymore. Everybody talks about that. You know, gotta have to have your why. It is a lifeline. I agree with that. It's the heartbeat of your existence, the driving force behind every decision that we make, every action, every intent, you know, every action, every moment of your life. But in a society obsessed with instant gratification and superficial success, I think the true significance of having a why often gets lost in the shuffle. All right, guys, Nikki Dare, good morning. And I want to get into this segment or topic, rather, a very special topic that I want to share with you guys is the why. Everybody talks about the why of the why. Why you need your why, the heartbeat of success. I'm going to title that this segment as such, because I think it is the heartbeat of success, right? And in the world of that we know it today, it is cluttered with noise and chaos where distraction. All right, so I'm back. Picture this. You're running a business, pouring your blood, sweat, tears, all that great stuff that we know of, right? Into every endeavor, into your business. But amidst the bustle and the hustle and the bustle, amidst the relentless pursuit of this profit and, of course, growth for your business, do you ever stop to ask yourself why? You know, especially when the tough gets tough, when this is like really, really tough, and then you go like, oh my gosh, you know, why am I doing this? What did I do? Why am I doing this? You always ask that, and because it does come to me too. Why do you do what you do? What sets you? What sets your soul on fire, right? Why do you do what you do? Why? What sets that? What drives to push that? The barriers of your comfort and your convention, what to the limit, let's say. Because here's the truth, without a compelling why, without a significant compelling why, your business is nothing more than just, you know, making money, basically making profit, flow charts and things like that. But, you know, devoid of the purpose and passion, it's like this is really the true essence of the why, the purpose and passion. The purpose and passion is really much needed within that. So take a moment to reflect on the brands that resonate with you on this kind of level, right? I'm gonna give you a couple of, of course, you guys probably say, brands that resonate, the purpose. Yes, we'll get into that because, Nikki, we know you love your latte every morning. It's lifestyle, right? And we'll get into that. Whether it is the eco-conscious ethos of Patagonia, I love to use them, or the unapologetic self-expression of Nike, just do it. Just do it. There's a common thread that binds these brands together, a clear sense of purpose, basically. It's what sets them apart from everyone else in the competition arena, what transforms, you know, their products from simply just not a commodity, just not only commodity, but symbols into identity, symbols of identity, and also empowerment, inspiration, right? But this time you guys are going to go like, yeah, or even your favorite coffee, Nikki, your latte shop in your neighborhood. From the towering giants, the hidden gems, each brand we encounter would leave this lasting imprint on our consciousness. Why do we choose that? You know, Harley Davidson, for example, is it just more than a motorcycle? Yeah, of course, absolutely. It's a lifestyle. Latte, you know, every morning coffee, you go to this almost like a robot going there every morning, right? It's a lifestyle. Consider the eco-conscious ethos of Patagonia, a company that only produces high-quality outdoor gear. I love their products, by the way. But also they're championing environmental activism, right? With the initiatives that they say Worn Wear program, which encourages customers to repair and recycle their clothing. You know, it has that sustainability, I call it, right, element in it. Embodies a commitment to sustainability that goes beyond their profit margins. And I think that's very inspiring and very empowering. But it's not just the industry behemoth that will into this power purpose, you guys. Consider the story of Tom Shoes, and I have a few of them. Tom Shoes, especially their wedges. They're very cool, by the way. Comfortable wear. A relatively small player in the footwear market with a monumental impact with their one-for-one model, right? Tom's, their pledge to donate a pair of shoes to a child in need for every pair purchased. How cool is that? This simple yet powerful mission they have, right, has transformed Toms from a shoemaker into a global movement for social force, for social good. It shows that even small brands can make a big difference when driven by a compelling why. It's within their mission. Now, let's look at, I want to include this, rags to riches kind of stories. Because I want to pull in the celebrities as well, you know, the A-stars. They're about individuals and also businesses, right? They have overcome huge challenges within themselves to succeed against all odds. Take, for example, the inspirational journey for Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, I love Oprah. Who rose from poverty and adversity to become one of the most influential media moguls of all times around the world. Oprah's why was simply fueled by her desire to inspire and empower others, right? Leveraging her own experiences of hardship to connect with audiences on a profound level. I must say, every level. Through her media empire, Oprah has transformed countless lives, demonstrating and showing that transformative power of purpose-driven leadership. And she is really huge in that arena. Similarly, many businesses have leveraged their own rags-to-riches kind of stories, narratives to connect with consumers on a deeper level. And this is important, how you can resonate, how you can communicate your mission, your vision, your story to others around you. Consider the humble beginnings of Airbnb. I love this example, which started from as a simple solution to help founders Brian Chesky and Joe Gebbia, I think I pronounced that name correctly, pay the rent by renting out air mattresses, if you recall, in their apartment, their humble beginning. Fueled by their own struggles and also their determination, Airbnb founders, both of these gentlemen, built a platform that revolutionized the hospitality industry, offering travelers unique and authentic experiences around the world. In both cases, you know, from Oprah Winfrey's stories, just inspiring. And also the Airbnb founders' narrative serves as a powerful why that drives these individuals and businesses to overcome obstacles, setbacks, pursue their own dreams, and make a meaningful impact in the world. It speaks a lot of volume to the resilience also of the human spirit. You know, the sufferings, the struggles, the process that they have gone through, the transformative power of purpose, and inspiring others along the way to believe that anything is possible with dedication, determination, perseverance, and a clear sense of mission. And I love these stories, by the way. All right. That was a quick 3 seconds latte break there. I'm back. So let's zoom a bit closer here, shall we? Beyond the boardrooms and the bottom lines, your why extends far beyond this, that confines a business. Basically, it permeates every aspect of your personal life as well. Think about the moments that matter most to you. Right, the relationship that fuel your soul and the dreams that keep you awake at nights, right? What do they have all in common? They're all theater, connecting the dots to your why, the beating heart of your existence. And, you know, I think we come to this thinking, we can't sugarcoat it anymore, right? Uncovering your why isn't really always easy. I can't sugarcoat that. It takes a lot of you, basically, a lot of soul searching. It requires that, you know, introspection, self-introspection, right? And belief and discipline, all of this determination, things like this, it's just a willingness for you to embrace discomfort, a willingness for you to go down that road that nobody wants to go. Many of the people don't want, but you know, it's got to be you, because the only people that best know what you need, what you want, what is the purpose of passion, it basically is just you. So I'm smiling, I'm sharing this with you because I've gone through it myself, right? Now you can tell the world, you can tell and you can share that to everybody. You can share it to your mentor, you can share, they all can guide you, right? Your mentor, business mentor, personal mentor. Yes, certainly they can guide you because that's what mentors do for you, right? But only you know what really needs to get done, how to get it done. Right, it requires soul searching. It requires going through some discomfort, uncomfortable things that you haven't done before, that you haven't said before. Right, you gotta have to cross that. But here's the thing: the journey is just so as important as the destination. Because in the process of discovering your why, you will unearth a sense of clarity, a sense of purpose and fulfillment that transcends the mundane, you know, trappings of this everyday life. You gotta take that leap, Nikki. Right. So, but let's address the elephant in the room. The skeptics, the naysayers, the ones that say, you can't do that. You're not good enough. Oh, no. It cannot be done. You're a girl. Come on. You're in the male dominant world. You can't do that. I've heard it all. Live a half a century. More than half a century, I've heard it all. So the one who scoff at the notion of having why, and they can't tell you, so they tell you you can't do that. They'll tell you it's a waste of time, and they'll tell you it's a frivolous pursuit in an era defined by hustle and grind. But to them, I say this from the depths of my own journey, dare to defy the status quo, dare to carve out your own path, dare to embrace the power of your own purpose and passion. That's why I have that. Before my signature, I always have this. Dare to live, love, lead fearlessly. I've been there amidst the noise of the doubts, the uncertainties. And I'm going to tell you then, share this with you. And this is the truth. And many of you probably agree with me. The people that most likely will tell you that you can't do it, majority of the time, are going to be the people that's closest to you. And yes, you're nodding your head and you go, I agree with you, Nikki. It's true. Very true. Don't let that, you know, break your spirit, because human spirit is unstoppable. It's huge, human spirit. When you can touch that on to yourself, your own human spirit, you will be unstoppable. But it was during those moments of doubt that I realized the true importance of having a sense of purpose, sense of your own passion. It's what anchors us amidst the chaos, amidst the noise. It's what keeps us grounded when the world seems to spin out of control. Right, the setbacks, especially after you've gone through setbacks and rock bottom, right? So to these skeptics, I offer this perspective. Life is too precious to be lived without intention. It requires that, without meaning. While the pursuit of purpose may seem daunting is the rewards, right, are immeasurable. It's not about conforming to societal expectation because your parents, oh, my tummy growls. It's not about conforming to societal expectation or chasing those rainbows and clouds and shiny objects, chasing fleeting notions of success. It's about honoring the essence of who you are, who we are, and why I'm here. Why? We are here. It's about that. So, as you navigate the complexities of life, remember that your why is your guiding star, your north pole in the sea of uncertainty, your north star. You look up the sky, there's a star, bright star. That is yours. embrace it, nurture it, and let it illuminate the path ahead. And to those who dare to question its validity, I challenge you to look inward, to listen to the whispers of your soul, and to discover the profound wisdom that lies within. In the end, it's not about proving the skeptics wrong. No, I'm not talking about that. It's not your job. It's about living yourself authentically. Yes. It's about living passionately. And more importantly, unapologetically. So, dare to defy, dare to dream, dare to live a life fueled by purpose, dare to live, love, lead fearlessly. I must say. Some may argue that the pursuit of why is overrated. Some may argue that pursuit of why is overrated, a lofty ideal reserved for the privileged few with the luxury of pondering life's purpose. They may contend that in a world driven by survival instincts and practicality, the concept of why is a frivolous indulgence disconnecting the harsh from the harsh realities of everyday life. But let's challenge that notion. Let's challenge the notion. What if I told you that your why is not a luxury reserved for the select few, but a fundamental necessity for every human being? In a world where we're constantly bombarded with these demands, these expectations, the obligations, the knowing our why is what keeps us anchored amidst the storm. I think once when we know the intent, the why first, and then the intent and the purpose and passion, you know, that is what we call the anchor in our lives, right? Think about it. It's the most successful and fulfilled individuals throughout history weren't just lucky or privileged. They were driven by a clear sense of purpose that fueled their every action. Yeah, from inventors, from innovators, to artists and activists, each one had a why that propelled them forward in the face of adversity. So, to those who dream the importance of having a why, I challenge you to reconsider. Your why isn't just a frivolous indulgence, it is your compass, your guiding light, your North Star. Your reason for being is what gives the meaning to the mundane purpose, to the chaos and direction to the journey of life. And here's the kicker. Discovering your why doesn't require wealth. Discovering your why doesn't require status. Discovering your why doesn't require privilege. It doesn't require wealth, status, or privilege. It simply requires introspection, your self-awareness, and a willingness to embrace vulnerability. So, dare to ask yourself the tough questions. Dare to explore the depths of your soul. And dare to uncover the unique purpose that lies within. Because when you do, you will unlock this reservoir of untapped potential, a wellspring of inspiration and a sense of fulfillment that transcends the confines of circumstance. So don't let anybody tell you that your why is insignificant or unattainable. You know, worse than it's like unattainable. You can't do it. No, it's impossible, Nikki. It's your birthright. It's your calling. You know it yourself, your greatest source of power. In the end, the pursuit of your why isn't just about achieving success. It's about living a life of meaning, living a life of passion, purpose, and impact. So embrace it, nurture it, and let it guide you on this extraordinary journey that lies ahead. All right, so furthermore, skeptics may argue that fixating on a why can lead to analysis paralysis. Yeah, maybe, but I'm not going to dwell on that. Inhibiting action and stalling progress. Instead, they advocate also for embracing ambiguity, embracing uncertainty, and living in the moment without the burden of a predefined purpose. While this perspective may seem counterintuitive, they challenge us to question the conventional wisdom and reconsider the true meaning of fulfillment. You know, the abundance and the success. But let's explore deeper into this perspective. What if I told you that embracing ambiguity and uncertainty doesn't have to be mutually exclusive from having a why? In fact, they can complement each other, right? In a profound ways, that is. Consider this. Having a clear sense of purpose doesn't necessarily mean having all the answers or mapping out every step of your journey. It's about knowing what drives you, what is about, you know, what inspires you, and what ultimately gives your life meaning. And within that framework, there's plenty of room for ambiguity and uncertainty to coexist, right? In my own journey, I found that embracing the unknown can be just as empowering as knowing exactly where you're headed. It's in those moments of uncertainty that we're forced to confront our deepest fears, to challenge our preconceived notions, the uncomfortable, and to ultimately grow into the fullest expression of ourselves. There were some of these life-changing tragedies that occurred in my life, for example, a broken marriage followed by my late father, the death of my late father, and a downfall of my business. I found myself at rock bottom. But it was in those moments of despair that I discovered the power of resilience and the importance of having a why. I had to pick myself up and start all over again, rebuilding my life from the ground up. It was during this journey of self-discovery that I found solace in the outdoors. I loved being in the outdoors and pursued life-saving hobbies. Little did I know that this seemingly small pursuits will turn into a thriving business and a source of inspiration for others going through similar hardships. So if you're interested in more of these stories, my life stories, I wrote a book about it. Yes, I did. I dedicated the book for my late father and also for my son. And it's called The Audacity of Veracity, published back in 2014. Yes, available on both hardcover, paperback, and Kindle. Should be on Amazon also. Also on my website, books and courses, sneakydare.club. Small PSA. Sorry, guys. All right, so let's move on. So to the skeptics who warn against the dangers of analysis paralysis, I offer this perspective. Having a why isn't about just rigidly adhering to this predefined path. It's about embracing the journey, wherever that it may lead. It's about being open to the twists and the turns, the detours and roadblocks, and trusting that each step in the journey towards this step closer to realizing your true purpose. This is what I found, especially during the outdoors, you know, finding myself, reconnecting. And here's the kicker. By embracing ambiguity and uncertainty, we open ourselves up to a world of endless possibilities. Yes, we become more adaptable, more resilient, and more attuned to the subtle whispers of intuition that guide us along the way. So don't let the fear of the unknown hold you back from uncovering your why. Embrace it, lean into it, and trust that the answer you seek will reveal themselves in due time. Because in the end, it's not about having all the answers. Nope, not that. is about having the courage to ask the questions and the faith to trust in the journey. All right, so here's the bottom line. Your why isn't just a nice to have, it's a must have. It's the compass that guides you through the life's labyrinth. In the anchor that keeps you grounded amidst a storm of uncertainty. It serves us as the guiding compass through life's intricate journey. So don't just exist. Go live. Live out there. Live with a purpose. Live with a passion. With unapologetic authenticity. Because in the end, it's not about what you do. We all agree on this. It's about why you do that. And that, my friend, makes all the difference in the world. Dare to live, love, and lead fearlessly. All right. Thank you for tuning in with me today. And I really appreciate you guys here in today's episode of the Leadership 365 podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please feel free. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And remember, keep unmasking your true potential one bold step at a time. Until next time, stay bold, stay engaged, and keep chasing your why. P.S. I'm taking notes, self-note that is. All right, guys, thank you so very much. It has been wonderful. God bless. Take you. Best care of yourself. This is Nikki Dare.